Landlords on Wednesday publicly argued against a proposal to expand San Jose's rent control law. More than 30 rental property owners objected to City Councilman Raul Perales' plan, which would extend the reach of rent control in several ways. Most alarmingly, his proposal would limit rent increases to 4% annually. That's half of the current 8% cap. Dwayne Gifford, a small property owner who's lived in San Jose for 24 years, pointed to the rising expenses that he and other landlords face.
The cost of garbage is rising. The cost of water is, who knows where that's going right now. If any of you have replaced a roof recently, you know how devastating and crippling that can be to your personal finances. If the city imposes tighter rent control measures, I may be forced to sell out. I'm a small guy, but that may reduce inventory of housing in San Jose and overall, which is very opposite to the goal of affordable housing.
Echoing Gifford's concerns was Bridget McKay, who owns small apartment buildings downtown.
I'm already dealing with increases in property taxes, fees paid to the city for business licenses, permits, garbage, sewer, to name a few. What you are proposing hinders my ability to improve my property with diminished returns. I want to be a responsible business owner and apartment owner, and I want to continue to improve my property. I ask that you continue to let me do that.
The owner's comments came during the City Council's Rules and Open Government Committee meeting. The California Apartment Association had called on its members in Silicon Valley to attend the meeting and explain the downsides of rent control. The City Council also received hundreds of letters and emails from property owners. Landlords explained how rent control undermines efforts to lower housing prices because of its chilling effect on development. Some at Wednesday's meeting urged the council to instead focus on encouraging rental housing construction. Property owner Michael Pierce highlighted this solution and the need to overcome a not-in-my-backyard mentality.
What we really need is more housing. We need to find constructive ways to get more built, to allow people that have buildings to build more units, increase density. One of the things we haven't talked about today at all is NIMBYism. That is really one of our big enemies. We get concerned as a society every time the business cycle cycles up. A lot of jobs are added, employment grows, that creates a lot of demand for housing, but we don't do anything in the soft times to push housing production then. So let's work together to find ways to get more housing built. Allow those that own properties already to build more. Fight NIMBYism, fight groups that don't want it built in their neighborhoods. We need more density.
Some reminded the committee of rent control's woeful track record. This included Richard Matthews, who's owned and managed rental property in San Jose for 26 years.
We need more housing, not less. Rent control is a way of discouraging additional rent housing, and it's not been successful. Take a look at San Francisco. Has had rent control for years. Now the rents are sky high.
At this point, the future of the proposal is in the hands of the city manager, and thanks to members of CAA who spoke to the committee or emailed or sent letters, he has plenty to ponder.
Thank you.